And he brought the funds and laid them at the apostles' feet so that distribution could be made to the people of the church who had great need. And we know that name Barnabas, don't we? Well, here's another fellow. We don't know him. We don't know his name. We just know that he chose badly, didn't he? Jesus said, "Follow me." Are you following him? The Bible says in Matthew chapter 22, verse 14, now listen to the words used here. He says, many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. Why are so few chosen? Because of choices they make. God chose a way out. Just like back in the long ago, the Bible tells us in the days of Noah, a great man of God, God told him to build an ark. God made choice. That was the means of salvation. That was the boat out, if you will. That was the route out of the condemnation that the whole world experienced then. And so God chose the place. He just accepted it. Chose to do what God said. Chose to be in that ark. And in a similar fashion, many are called today, but few are chosen. Have you made the right choice in that respect? The calling of God is by means of the gospel. Think of the word calling and what it means to us. You remember the time when you were a little child and you were out playing and mama called you to supper? I remember that. Long summer days outdoors playing in the yards. I'll come in all sweaty and dirty and mama say, go wash your hands, you're filthy, before you come to this table. And we would go wash our hands and go to the table because mama called us. Do you remember being called before an audience for some sort of award? People often are. Now only a few are chosen to such a benefit as that. Not everyone gets an award. Just those who are chosen. Sometimes I can remember cases where there is a business that a manager leaves. And everybody kind of looks around at each other and says to themselves, somebody's got to take his place. Is he going to hire somebody from within or somebody from without? And then you have this meeting. Everybody's called together. And someone is chosen. Usually from among their own ranks. Usually. And when that person is chosen, he's called forward, and they're told, this is going to be your new manager. And we used to be buddies, and now we're not anymore because you're the boss, you see. But that's reality, isn't it? It's the way it works in life. Many are called, few are chosen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says that this is the calling of God, and it says it's by means of the gospel. I want you to appreciate that this morning. Remember in the Bible, in the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 15, Jesus told his disciples to go into all the world and to preach the gospel to every creature. He said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Mark 16, verses 15 and 16. Different people wait for different things in their lives to move them to obedience. I want you to wait for one thing, the gospel call, the message of the gospel of Christ. Some people wait for a direct call. They think God is going to talk to them. Others wait for a divine visitation, some sort of a miraculous event in their life. Others wait for a better felt than told experience of some sort. But what this passage is plainly saying to us is you are waiting in vain if that is what you wait for. Jesus said, go out into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. That's the call. That's it. If you're waiting for something else, I don't know what you're waiting for. When the Lord had the opportunity to inform a lost sinner of his condition by an angel, he refused the opportunity, refused the chance. He opted instead for a human spokesman. Listen, Acts 9, verse 6. But rise, he was told, and enter into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Wait a minute, angel. Wait a minute, Lord. Tell me now. Why don't you just tell me now? Jesus was the one speaking there, not an angel. We're going to get to the angel here in a second. But Jesus was speaking there to the man who came to be called the Apostle Paul. He was Saul then. And Saul tells us what happened thereupon. He records it in, or Luke does, in Luke 22, or Acts 22, verse 16, when he's told, arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Now listen, Ananias came in and told him that. Just a man, a common man, a preacher. He was told to visit and to tell him what to do to be saved, and he did. He said, get up, be baptized. Wash away thy sins. That's exactly what Jesus had commissioned such men to do in Mark 16, 15, and 16. Again in Acts 10, verse 4, here is an angel this time speaking. It says, he fastening his eyes upon him and being affrighted said, what is it, Lord? And he said to him, thy prayers and thine alms have gone up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and fetch one Simon, who is surnamed Peter. He lodges with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seashore. In other words, go ask and have him send a preacher to you. Peter, in this case. He'll tell you what you must do. And if you read Acts 10, the last few verses of the chapter, you'll find out that Simon Peter told him, as he turned to his friends, he said, can any man forbid the water that these should not be baptized who have received the word as well as we? And then he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.